Rishonim asks a very important question, but again, mitzvah sviya so'imer. We find every single mitzvah which comes to mitzvah zman, the lachis you make a shachiyanu. And what's the pshat when it comes to mitzvah sviya so'imer that we don't make a bracha shachiyanu? Why is it different than lulav, shofar? So Dvas says, a merdik mahalich, which is the siddin mitzvah sviya so'imer, siddin mitzvah of shachiyanu. It's like the word Vaz. And the Oymer Kol Mitzvah, which is a chilek of another mitzvah, and tachona for the other mitzvah, there is no shechiyanu. You make a shechiyanu the ikar mitzvah and a patzes of the tafel. So the word Vaz, mitzvah svir so Oymer, is a chona for the mitzvah shvuas. And being the mitzvah svir so Oymer is a chona for the mitzvah shvuas. Therefore, the bracha on shvuas is oyle lekal lekan, and a patzes the shechiyanu of the mitzvah svir. This is also a nusach of the Maril. Maril says that you only make a shachan on an ikar mitzvah, something which is a hechsher mitzvah, you don't make a shachiyan. And the shayla is, what's the shaychus between mitzvah sviya so'imer to the mitzvah of shavuos? Kipshuta is 2 7 mitzvahs. So Rechav Olshin says, Yisrael Adav is based on the chinuch. Famous chinuch, it says, that what's the Yisrael of mitzvah sviya so'imer? So since ikron shay Yisrael ba'aveda, and the whole tachlis of Yisrael Mitzrayim is in order to get Kabbalah Satorah. So different from mitzvah, you have to Pesach, the countdown to Matan Torah. L'haris v'nafshinu chofetz ha-godol ha-yom ha-nichbod. It's like a master, someone give a master, somebody's in jail, and you have 20-year rubachkin. They tell him he's getting out in 3 days. He's counting down, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, with excitement for that final day. Therefore, the Yisrael Mitzrayim is counting for Matan Torah. Therefore, that's the Yisuyid of the Mitzvah Sviya So'imer. V'chim Mavur in the Ran says, what's the Shabbos Man is there? We count Sviya So'imer, we don't have the Karban O'imer, it's like the Ran. Since when Klai Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you're going to have Kabbal Satorah, Moshe Rabbeinu said, when? It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 50 days. Klai Yisrael started counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Therefore that's the reason why B'zman is there, we have a Sviya So'imer, even though there's no Karban O'imer. Therefore, that's the pshat in the Red Vaz. The pshat is that being that Sviya So'imer is a chonah for Shavuos. So therefore, that's the reason why there is no Kabbalah. That's the reason why there is no Shachiyanu on it. Rabbi say, it's not just that the book says, not just on Maila Ba'alma, the fact that a person is excited about Torah and you're counting down for the Torah. It also causes a person to be zoicha to the Torah. The Gemara brings down Beyom HaTzadik. Why was he zeicha to have a shpiza being safe of shochin? It was a shpiza kodesh baruch hu. It's like the Gemara and Seik, the reason why he is two mahachim who went to the Yom first. Everyone knows Achshav and another of you who went first. But the Gemara is not doing mahalach. The Yashav Yomin jumped into the Yom first, and because of that, he's zeicha that the Beis Hamikdash can be in his chilek and his rishus. Of Binyamin, the schus that he, Mesiris Nefes, of jumping into the Yam. The problem is that the Gemara Yuma says, being Sefer Shachin, that there was a little strip of land going through of Binyamin, Yudu going through Binyamin, which had the base of Mikdash in it, and Binyamin Tzadik was mitzar on that chilak, and he always wanted to get swallowed up that chilak which was in him. And being that he wanted it so badly, that for Yuzuchah to be Shpreza like Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Grashi, the arm was in his Roshus. Take out the sabatka. Was he zeicha because of Mesiris Nefesh, or was he zeicha because of the tshuka? He wanted that to have the aron. You wanted to have Beis Hamikdash by him. Take out the sabatka. Being zeicha to Beis Hamikdash was because of Mesiris Nefesh. The Gemara Seita, the Gemara Yuma. Just got Beis Hamikdash. You got a chalukah of Beis Hamikdash. You can have the Zara, the Kodesh, Kodesh Kedushin, the Shochan, the Neira. Why was he zeicha to the aron, to the Torah? That comes because he had the tshuka, the desire. He wanted it. And therefore that seems like he was zeicha to get the Kabbalah Satorah. The Maral says that it says, Moshe Ola Elikim. It says that Moshe went up to Ribbono Shel, and then it says that Kishwa gave the Torah. In order to get a Kabbalah Satorah, a person has to have that desire, that the tshuka, to want it. And then Kishwa gives it. That's trying the Gemara. Kishwa gives chachma to somebody who's a chacham. The pshat is, somebody who wants the Torah, then you zeicha to the Torah. So this is his manner to work on our excitement for Torah, on our chishak for Torah. And the shayla is, what's the pshat? Sometimes people don't have so much of a cheshek at Torah. Sometimes maybe as people get older, they lose their cheshek. Sometimes people never had a cheshek. And a bachur asked me recently, what is it that you want to do in order to get a cheshek at Torah? And the mahalach adavah is coming from Kamik de Yisov, Gershon, Rav Shach, and others, really basing on Martinus. The person doesn't enjoy learning, doesn't have the enjoyment, is because he's not learning in the proper oifin. What does that mean? There's so many different ways Torah's very great, so many different ways how to approach learning. Some people learn, you know, there's Bekiyas, Be'iyon, this is Pshat, this is Lomdis, and so many different ways, there's different oifanim how to do this together. And a person has to develop his Mahalach Halimah, something which works for him and talks to him. Some people, the right way to learn is learning Gemara, Rav Tvansky, learning Gemara, cover Rashi, then see what Rashi says, that's a Chiddush. Then see what Tosfos says, and you go slav by slav like that. Some people that works for, some people it just doesn't work at all. Some people, it works for them to learn all the Rishonim and all the Achronim, and then quickly and then start handling. Some people work each thing with them mathematically. Some people work Pshat, some people with Lamdis. What's right for you, what's right for you is Ein Adam Lo Chofetz. It's what works for you, but a person has to know what works for him. Some people the right thing, and a person has to work at his personal Mahalach HaLimud. When you're a Bachur, so you're just starting to your Rebbe, you're just starting to your Rosh Hashiva, and you're hearing Shir. But between you and Gaman, you have to work out what is the proper even for me to learn. And for some people, and for everyone, it's going to be different. And some people, maybe, how fast should you learn? So, Rechaim Kaskin finished that once a year. Somebody sent me a letter, making a grace to see him. Simcha Rabbi, he's 90-something years old. And now we finish Shas for the third time. So, some people that's the Eifin, and some people that's the Eifin. The answer is you have to sit down and think and find the Mahalach which works for you and excites you and you have a passion for, and that helps a person create Avas HaTorah. And Osh Mil Shem, Rabbi Zeicha, Avas HaTorah.